At a public meeting in Washington County this week, scientists from Pitt announced they had found a link between fracking and some serious health effects. But some in the crowd wanted the study to tell them more about why children in their community have gotten rare cancers. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
The research had been much anticipated among local families of childhood cancer patients who lived near natural gas operations. In 2019, the families had gotten the State Department of Health to fund studies into fracking and potential health impacts. Jim Fabizak of the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health presented the findings.
For childhood cancer, we found that children who were living close to active wells or near many wells had a higher risk of developing a cancer called lymphoma.
Lymphoma is a relatively rare cancer of the lymphatic system, part of the body's germ-fighting network. The researchers reported a 5 to 7 times increased risk of childhood lymphoma for those living within a mile of one or more wells. Raina Ripple co-founded the Southwest Pennsylvania Environmental Health Project as a response to concerns over fracking. She said she was not surprised by this finding and expects more to come.
This study is just the tip of the toxic iceberg, and we are only just beginning to understand what is out there. I see no sign that fracking is stopping or even slowing down.
Many in the crowd wanted to know whether the scientists found any link between natural gas activities and a spate of rare pediatric cancers in Washington County. Fabizak said they had not.
We did not find any increased risk for other childhood cancers, including the Ewing's family of tumors.
This conclusion baffled some parents whose children contracted Ewing's sarcoma, which affects about 200 children and young adults in the U.S. a year. A total of 6 cases have been reported in one Washington County school district. Christine Barton's son was one of them.
My son Mitch is a Ewing sarcoma survivor, thank God, but so many have not survived this. And I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of people in the community. There are kids right now that are sick.
The authors analyzed nearly 500 cases in the state's cancer registry across 8 counties in southwest Pennsylvania over a 10-year period. They compared that data to oil and gas infrastructure near the child's address. Some questioned the study's methods, including whether all of the rare cancer cases were counted. Heaven Sensky is with the Center for Coalfield Justice.
Some of the cases that were local were not cited in the cancer registry properly. And that's really important here because that's how they did the study. They looked at cancer registry data and residences of those folks that was listed in that data, and we know that it's flawed. We've known it's flawed for years.
Department of Health officials said in one case they revised the data set to include a patient that had been listed at the wrong address. They also said they would now review cancer incidents in the area again. Fabizak said the studies were limited because the authors could only use the data sets available to them, like hospital network data and state oil and gas records. In another of the studies, the authors did identify links between fracking and other health problems. People with asthma were 4 to 5 times more likely to have an asthma attack if they live near a gas-producing well. Ned Kattire of Physicians for Social Responsibility called this conclusion a bombshell.
Asthma is not a mild disease. Asthma is a very serious disease. It's serious in young children, older children, adults. Very few people outgrow their asthma.
The Department of Health announced it would offer more educational opportunities to better prepare local healthcare providers to identify and treat people exposed to fracking operations. Laura Dagley of Physicians for Social Responsibility said that was a good first step, but the state needed to do more.
Education is important, but we need more than just physician education. We need actual protection for the people living.
Department of Health officials told the crowd the agency would share the findings with others in the Shapiro administration to consider future action, but offered no details on what those actions might be. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.